Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It is 18 minutes to nine. As I said at the top of the show, everyone in all three codes here in Victoria were very relieved when racing was given the green light to continue. Dale Brown is the CEO of Harness Racing Victoria, who yesterday they cancelled the meeting at Maryborough, which once again underlines the safety that all three codes are taking, especially Harness Racing, to ensure that there are no positive COVID breaches in the codes that race. Dale Brown joins me this morning. Good morning to you, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, very well. Firstly, just before we talk about getting the green light to proceed, can you just explain what the situation was yesterday, Maryborough being called off?
Yeah, Michael, yesterday we became aware of an issue about 40 minutes before the start of race one at Maryborough. And that issue arose with a industry participant who had close contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. So that person who tested positive is not an industry participant. But given we only had 40 minutes before race one, and we were of the view that there may have been some people across the weekend prior to the Maryborough meeting that they may have had some contact with, we just didn't have enough time to do our contact tracing and make the appropriate inquiries with the stewards and the integrity department to ensure that no other participant would be exposed or there was any other potential danger of transmission. And we know how sensitive this issue is and how invasive this virus is and how easily it can be transmitted. So we took the prudent course to call Maryborough off to make sure that we did our work. We did it very, very quickly and very, very efficiently. We were able to identify that there was potential contact with four industry participants and only potential contact. So they've agreed to stand aside until this person's COVID test comes back. So no other persons were in contact with this person. And it shows that when you've got these systems in place, you can deal with this effectively and quickly because the health and well-being of our people is paramount and we can race on.
So were they trainers or drivers, Dale?
They were both trainers and drivers, some of them. Because we've got both drivers or trainers, as you know, we've both got both licences held by each. So some are in that category, some aren't.
What's the process moving forward if the industry participant who was in close contact does come back with a positive?
Well, if he comes back with a positive, he's now self-isolating. So if he's positive, then the four others that have also stood aside would have to consider their position in terms of whether they needed to get a test or not. But we'll wait and see what the test result is for that industry participant. But as I said, we're pretty comfortable that these four people did not have close personal contact, just contact. In an abundance of caution, they're standing down and not attending race meetings or being involved in industry until that test comes back.
They seem like drastic measures, but this is what all three codes now need to put into practice because the community transmission is now so virulent. It is going to be hard to keep all people involved in the industry who may have some contact with people outside the industry free of this virus.
That's right, Michael. We're still on a knife's edge when you look at this from a holistic community perspective, and it's really, really important. There's two thrusts to this whole issue. Is the first one is if you're unwell, don't participate in the sport or any of the codes. If you're unwell, stay at home, get tested, isolate. The second one is, and we probably never really touched on this clearly and really specifically, because at the moment, because a lot of people are locked down, you're locked down with your loved ones, you're locked down with your family, you're around your family. If someone's ill in your house and they've got flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms and they go get a test and you're exposed to them, you should stay at home and isolate as well until that test comes back. Mm. Because as we know, the virulency of this virus, you could not show any symptoms and be infectious and you won't know. So when you're in those positions, you have to take the utmost caution in your approach to how you engage in the industry. And I would be urging people, especially with family members who are unwell or your partner or whatever, stay at home until they've had a test to understand what that result is.
The great news is we are continuing, and Harness Racing Victoria has been very much on the forefront and the front foot of, I suppose, instituting these strict protocols, regional racing and the like. Will there be any further protocols now introduced in Stage 4?
Well, at the moment, as you know, we've in a three-hub model. The Metro Hub had the Mitchell Shire as part of that area. It was deemed a hotspot by the government. Now, that area now has become part of our middle regional hub, so that will go into the middle region. So At the moment, we have our Metro Hub, which will contain Cranbourne and also Tabcorp Melton. And then in the middle hub, we've got our clubs that are in online in that middle hub. And then we've got the northwest region, which is the Sunraysia region at the moment, which is our Mildura cohort. So what we're doing at the moment, we're reviewing all that. And if we need to tighten it up, we will. We'll make sure that we ensure that our industry has every opportunity that if we do get an issue arising, that we can shut a hub down and can keep racing in another hub. So that's really the model we've got. So we just make sure that we've given ourselves every chance to keep racing if in a case it arises where we have to shut down for a certain period of time.
What happens to the big races that are upcoming, like the Victoria Cup now, with this Stage 4 restriction? Are there thoughts about whether you will indeed run these races or not?
Well, the thoughts at the moment are what the calendar might look like. So we know now that we're going to be in this position until mid-September, and hopefully we'll come out of this current lockdown at that period of time. Now, that then starts to encroach in October, which is Victoria Cup, and those events start to then come online. So we'll have to look at our calendar, and we'll just have to see how this current lockdown period travels in terms of its period of time, whether it goes longer than 6 weeks. At the moment, our calendar's set, but we're going to have to be agile and flexible, and if we need to change it to accommodate future race meetings, we'll do that.
How much of a financial impact has it had on the individual clubs and Harness Racing Victoria in itself?
It's been a tough period for everyone, and none of the codes have escaped what initially happened with the Tabcorp closing its retail outlets. Paramutual declining, in that earlier stage. And look, I think from a financial perspective, the industry's holding up reasonably well. I mean, the government have put in $44 million across the three codes, which has certainly helped keep our industry going and keep our industry viable. And appreciate the government and the racing minister, Mark McCullough's support for up three codes. I think that's been fantastic. And that's helped us to be able to maintain, from a harness racing perspective, our prize money levels. It's enabled to sustain our clubs through this period. So that's been a wonderful assistance to us, and the sport in Victoria is in good shape, even though we're going through a very, very tough period.
What's your final message, Dale, to all of the participants out there who earn their living and love harness racing to ensure that we can continue the sport as is?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank our participants. Our participants have been amazing in harness racing. They've observed the protocols. They know what they need to do on race day. They're observing the social distancing. They fulfil their engagement. They leave. The way they've really adapted to this current period is a real credit to them. And, we've always said the health and wellbeing is the number one priority. If we keep that right, then we keep racing. And, I just ask people that there'll be some tough times ahead in terms of being able to adhere to all these protocols, and there'll be moments where we can't accommodate every race meeting, but in terms of horses getting a run. But what we are trying to do is keep the sport going, and I just ask people for their patience, but I also appreciate the effort they've put in so far. It's been fantastic.
So with Maryborough off, just to clarify, racing does return at Shepparton.
It does. It returns at Shepparton today, Michael, and the rest of the week will proceed as planned, which is fantastic for our sport.
Good on you, Dale. Yourself, all the participants are doing a sterling job to ensure that the sport can continue. Fingers crossed we can. And the ironic part of this is that at this current time, we've got two of the best horses we've seen in what could be a couple of decades, in Ride High and Lock and Varat. And gee, it is good to see what Ride High did on Saturday night. They're talking about Christian Cullen, and he could be one of the fastest horses in the world.
Extraordinary to have two horses that are just absolute speed demons, and a class of horse that they are. It's just incredible to have two going around at this time. It's exciting for our sport. It's exciting. It gives us that real cut through into mainstream, and people are talking about it. It's just a wonderful time to be around, albeit the period we're in.
Good on you, Dale. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Michael. Good morning, everyone.